Please turn in your Bibles, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. And the text this morning is 2 Corinthians 13, 14. And I'd like to read from verse 11. Hear God's word. Finally, brethren, rejoice, be made complete, be comforted, be like-minded, live in peace, and the God of love and peace be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. May God be pleased to bless His word to our hearts and to open our hearts to a good understanding of it as we have opportunity to look at it this morning. In our culture and society these days, there is a cry for freedom, and this is not only on the political side, but this is also very much on the personal side. Individuals are seeking freedom, and I'm afraid that in most instances, the freedom that they seek is actually autonomy. They would like each one of them to be a law unto themselves. And they are not, individuals at least, don't seem to be seeking biblical freedom or an idea of freedom that emerges from the Bible. It is only God Himself who is a law to Himself and autonomous, and He is the one who is above all. We are we not, very dependent beings. And we are dependent in a host of ways. We are dependent upon one another, and in our families we are dependent upon our spouse, and often we are dependent upon our children to do things in various ways. We make free choices, to be sure, but as I say, we are deeply dependent upon one another. And the Lord Jesus Christ reminds us of the fact that we are quite dependent when He says, "Without me, you can do nothing." We need, do we not, God's love and grace and fellowship. We need these things. We are dependent upon these things. And the Apostle Paul brings us to this very place in the end of his letter in 2 Corinthians, and this benediction, this good word which he utters at the end of his letter, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is his benediction. And as we come to the end of this year, it is my prayer and my hope that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit may be with you as you wrap up this year here at the seminary, and perhaps you're graduating and wrapping up a time at the seminary, and as a couple of us are wrapping up a time of full-time teaching at the seminary. May God's love and grace and the fellowship of the Spirit be upon you. That's the message this morning. And that's where Paul, it seems to me, is taking us. The benediction is a good word. And it is, if we understand the biblical background and probably Paul's understanding of what's going on here, a placing of God's name on God's people with a promise of God's blessing. Keep your finger there in 2 Corinthians, if you would, and turn back to Numbers chapter 6. I think Paul would have had this idea in mind as he utters this benediction in 2 Corinthians. Look at Numbers 6, verses 22 and following. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I will bless them." This is the benediction, a placing of God's name on God's people with the promise that God will bless. And I think this is what Paul has in mind when he utters these words in 2 Corinthians 13. Look at them again, if you would. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. There is our God presented, and the pronouncement of his great triune name on God's people with the promise of God's blessing. And it is the blessing of this benediction that extends from God. Note how Paul states the case, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. This is grace and love and fellowship that extends from God. And it's folded together, is it not? Those of you who have had New Testament exegesis recognize the grammatical construction, the two chi configuration. Yes, the two chi configuration. These are names that fold together and are one. And that's in the mind of the apostle. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Grace and love and fellowship that comes from God to us. And it was God's plan from the foundation of the world, was it not? To bring a people to himself. And it was the Lord Jesus Christ who, in the plan of God, submitted himself to the will of God and entered into the world to purchase on Calvary's tree people like you and me, a people for himself. And it was the Holy Spirit proceeding from the Father and the Son and coming to us to open our hearts and incline us to embrace the good work of Jesus Christ on the cross. I can think of my own life, born in Cleveland, Ohio, going to grade school in Newport, Kentucky, graduating from high school in New Jersey. Why do families move the way they do? It's all part of God's plan, isn't it? It's all part of God's plan. Going to this academy on the Hudson and then being sent to Korea. For what purpose? To meet Christ. To meet Christ. And then coming back and going to seminary and serving in the church. And along comes President O'Neill. And I'm here. And it's all part of God's plan. All those years in God's plan and purpose leading up to this present time. And isn't that the case with you? That God's plan for you, as it has been working out over the years. And Christ, on that cross, and bearing the penalty due to you for your sins, so that the Holy Spirit would come along and open your heart and you would say, "Yes, Lord, I trust you." And in God's providence and plan bringing you here so that we're together. That's the blessing of God. That's the outworking of the grace and the love and the fellowship of the Lord our God. Isn't He good? Isn't God good in what He does? And God's blessing to you is God's own love and grace and fellowship. Notice how Paul puts it again, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And there's a Hebrew background in the text also. We would normally think of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. And Paul puts it this way, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And God the Father is in the center. And it's His love that's the center of all. And that love is worked out in the grace manifested in Jesus Christ and the fellowship that flows to us out of and from the Holy Spirit. And it's a wonderful work of the triune God on our behalf. I'm reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul. These three abide, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And love will abide. That faith and hope may pass away, because when we come to glory, faith will be fulfilled and hope will be fulfilled, and will bask in the sunshine of the great love of God. And it will abide. And interestingly enough, grace will continue also. Is this not the case? That when we pass from this life and our mortal frame rests in the grave, it will rest in the grave, as the Catechism says, still united to Christ, awaiting the resurrection. And when Christ comes a second time in glory and the dead are raised incorruptible, we will experience the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that will not be the end of it. Because when we are full, basking in the sunshine of the love of God, it will be the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that will continue to uphold us in that eternal state forever and ever. And it is the Lord Jesus Christ and His purchase on Calvary's cross that merits for us the gift of the Holy Spirit and the fellowship that we have with God the Father. And will that ever cease? I don't think so. I hope not. It will never cease. That fellowship will go on into all eternity. It is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit we will experience forever. This is God's blessing, and it is beginning now. It is ours now, and we have the down payment, as it were, now. And these do fold together. They cannot be separated. It is the love of God. And what does Paul tell us about the love of God in Romans? That God demonstrated His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How is God's love demonstrated? But in the person of Jesus Christ coming into the world. And only a few verses later, the Apostle Paul says, the love of God is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us.
And the grace of God is manifested to us in His love in demonstrating Christ and showing forth Christ and embracing us through the power of the Holy Spirit and bringing us to Himself. They cannot, this grace and love and fellowship, really be separated. And this is God's blessing to you and to me, is it not? And you may think back at how you were brought to Christ, how God's love was demonstrated particularly to you, and how you have been embraced in the fellowship of believers. Look at the text again. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is particular love and grace and fellowship extending from God alone to you, His people, and to God's people alone. And you experience this as individuals. This is true. And I know that you have experienced this as individuals, as God's love has come to you in a particular way. But you also experience this as individuals in a body, in a group. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is a fellowship. This is a group in which we experience God's love and grace and fellowship. You've come here to RPTS and you've made some new friends, haven't you? And some of them are pretty close. You've not only made some new acquaintances, but you've enjoyed some fellowship together that in many ways is extraordinary. And you, I think, as you pass from this place and go on to other endeavors, will remember the friendships that you've made here and the fellowship that you have enjoyed in this place. And you've learned some new things, haven't you? You've learned some new things about who God is and what God has done. And how God has embraced you. In a more particular way, you've learned some of these things in the doctrine of God and in soteriology. And that's a good thing. And you can come to a better understanding of the words of the Apostle Paul when he says, with regard to Jesus Christ, He loved me, and He gave Himself up for me. And you can take that from the seminary, and you can preach it in the church to God's people. That's part of the blessing of the love of God and the grace that comes from Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Let me be a little bit more particular here, because my prayer is that as you finish this year, God's love and grace and blessing, fellowship would be upon you. Some of you, it's the first year. Some of you, it's the second year. And, well, there are some of you who have been here a little bit longer than that. You're on a longer program. Well, that's okay. And it's another year that's passing. And those of us who have had the privilege of being in the classroom with you have a deep affection for you and a deep love and care for you. And we pray that God's love and grace and fellowship will be with you as you go on that internship or as you take that job. And if you're graduating, we pray that God's love and grace and the fellowship of the Spirit should be with you if you're getting married or you're going on a trip around the world. Not in 80 days. A little longer than that. We pray that God's love will be upon you and His grace. And we trust that when you take some of the things that have been taught to you in the classroom and you pronounce that benediction in the congregation, you'll have a heart that's full of the love and the grace and the fellowship of God, and that you'll be able to say to God's people, here is God's name placed upon you as God's people with the promise that God Himself will bless you. That's your mission and that's your purpose. Let me say a word to a couple of special people. To Dr. Robeson. God bless you, brother. You've always greeted me. Hello, colleague. And I thank you for that. It's part of the love of God through you to me. And I trust that God will bless you and that Christ's grace will be upon you and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will always be with you, brother and colleague. And I'm going to miss that smile next year. I really will. And to Dr. Spear, thank you for being my neighbor. Thank you for putting up with your loudmouth neighbor next door. And I will always remember when there was a long line at the microphone at Synod, and I was standing, peppered with questions, and you stood up and said a few words on my behalf. And I won't repeat those words here now, but I do remember them. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for your friendship. And I pray that God's love and His grace and His fellowship will always be with you. Yes, it is God's love and grace and fellowship that extends from Him to us, His people. And as we come to the end of this year and we wrap up our classes, as a staff and faculty, our prayer for you is very simple. May God's love and the grace of Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit always be with you. And may it be the case as you finish this year and as you graduate and as you go on to other endeavors. May God be pleased. Fulfill His promise and indeed bless you. Let's pray together. Lord, thanks for who you are, for your grace and for your love and for your fellowship. We are privileged to be recipients of it, and we thank you. And may it be that
as we depart from this service and continue our work, that indeed the grace of Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Spirit will be with each one of us always. We pray in Jesus' name.